From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. In the St. Louis suburb of Ferguson last night, tempers flared only briefly after dark. Police say there were few arrests as calm seems to be prevailing this weekend. Two very different groups gathered in the St. Louis region this weekend to express their views on the death of the unarmed 18-year-old Michael Brown in Ferguson 2 weeks ago. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Camille Phillips reports, both groups are calling for justice.
Despite the triple-digit heat, hundreds met in Ferguson Saturday for the St. Louis County NAACP Youth March. Unlike other protests and marches over the past 2 weeks, this event began in silence and introduced some new chants.
We'll not skip this generation! We'll not skip this generation!
30 miles south in the city of St. Louis, a crowd of about 50 gathered at a bar to show their support for Darren Wilson, the police officer who shot and killed Michael Brown. Wilson supporter Nick Fredrickson says people shouldn't judge Wilson before all the evidence is in.
Lack of due process for Officer Wilson does not equal justice for Michael Brown.
Through an online portal, supporters have raised at least $80,000 for Wilson. For NPR News, I'm Camille Phillips in St. Louis.
President Obama is bringing his two-week summer family vacation off the Massachusetts coast to an end. He's due back at the White House tonight as violent protests in Ferguson, Missouri seem to be cooling off. Clashes between law enforcement and protesters after police shot and killed 18-year-old Michael Brown. It prompted criticism of a Pentagon program that allows local police to obtain military gear. Obama has ordered a review of that program, a move he signaled in a press conference last week.
There is a big difference between our military and our local law enforcement, and we don't want those lines blurred. That would be contrary to our traditions.
The president is sending three White House officials to Michael Brown's funeral service tomorrow. A small volcanic eruption beneath a glacier has raised Iceland's aviation alert level to red. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports that airlines are watching for possible volcanic ash clouds that could disrupt flights.
Iceland's meteorological office says there is a high risk the volcano could release a lot of ash into the atmosphere. Volcanic ash can damage aircraft engines and lead to total engine failure. An ash cloud from a 2010 volcanic eruption in Iceland forced airlines to cancel more than 100,000 flights. The Federal Aviation Administration says there's no impact so far on the U.S. national airspace system, but a notice to pilots on the FAA's website says the area surrounding the volcano is a no-fly zone. Days of small earthquakes near the volcano have already forced nearby communities in central Iceland to evacuate. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News.
Word is coming in of an earthquake that has rattled San Francisco. The U.S. Geological Survey says a magnitude 6.0 quake was centered some 5 miles northwest of the town of American Canyon. You're listening to NPR News. A small community in Texas is mourning the death of its police chief. The Bexar County Sheriff says Chief Michael Pimentel was shot to death yesterday as he tried to serve a misdemeanor warrant on his suspected killer during a traffic stop. The sheriff says Pimentel was shot several times and pronounced dead at a hospital. A senior Mexican law and order official says more than 22,300 people have disappeared since the beginning of Mexico's drug war in 2006. James Bleers reports that this latest announcement clears up a flap over the numbers.
Back in May, Mexico's Minister of the Interior stated that only 8,000 people have disappeared since December 2006, when then-President Felipe Calderón publicly declared war on the drug cartels. The figures were immediately challenged. Now, Assistant Attorney General Mariana Benitez says there are two lists. During the administration of President Calderón, more than 12,500 people disappeared, and in the current administration of President Enrique Peña Nieto, almost 9,800 people have vanished. The numbers fluctuate because some people are found alive and well, while other families are too frightened to register a relative as missing. For NPR News, I'm James Bleers in Mexico City.
The fourth tropical depression of the Atlantic hurricane season is expected to strengthen into a tropical storm today and pass over or near the central Bahamas. The depression formed over the Turks and Caicos Islands and has already dumped heavy rain on parts of Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic. Power and water supplies to thousands have been disrupted, and police say the weather caused a small bridge to collapse, isolating some 25 families. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.